you know, Manuel had put together, he'd put down on paper what this program looked like. And mm-hmm. Manuel had done this before with a group in New York. And I said, this is the program that we've been looking for. This is a world-class thing. Like, let's go. And he really blew it out of the water.
Welcome back to Season 2, Voices of Blockchain, official podcast of the Boston Blockchain Week 2025, where we're spotlighting the people shaping the future of crypto, Web3, AI, and digital assets. Kicking things off with Ian Kane, co-founder of Cubic Labs and one of the driving forces behind Boston Blockchain Week. This year, it's bigger, more collaborative, and more connected, with 5 days of events across Greater Boston and a theme that explores the convergence of blockchain and AI in real-world applications. So whether you're an investor, builder, or just blockchain curious, this episode lays out why September 9 through 13 in Greater Boston is where you're going to want to be. Tickets are live at bostonblockchainweek.com. One pass gets you into everything: panels, networking, parties, and all the side events you don't want to miss. So follow along the socials at Boston Blockchain Week and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, because we've got more incredible speakers on the way. So let's get to it. Here's Ian Kane. It's great to have you back, Ian. When was the last time? Last time I saw you, we were crusading to try to keep municipal bonds tax-free. Were we successful in that endeavor?
So partially. I know that in the past month or so in negotiations that probably were inclusive of this bill that was just passed last week, but that was off the table. So there's nothing that the Republicans were seeking to advance on that, which is a good thing. But I think when it comes to, I think that the time will tell in the fall, but I think right now it's off the table.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously we're getting you back here for Boston Blockchain. It's one of my favorite events since you guys invited us there last year. What could you tell me about this year? What do you guys got planned?
So this is our fourth year planning it. It's pretty exciting. It's the biggest, I think, in terms of the fact that we have made sort of a broader partnership across Greater Boston with our community partners in blockchain and digital asset ecosystem. So we've partnered with the Boston Blockchain Association, the Boston DAO, and a group called DeSci Boston. So there's going to be 5 days of total programming under the Boston Blockchain Week umbrella. So it'll start on the 9th of September, and mm-hmm. we'll host our 3-day program as we have for the past, this is our fourth year, of course, and Quincy and Kilroy Square. And then it'll be followed by ETH Boston for the sort of Ethereum ecosystem and community that's hosted by the Boston DAO. That'll be at the MIT Media Lab in Cambridge. And then on Saturday, the 13th, will be Solana Boston for that respective ecosystem. Yeah, and that'll be hosted by the Boston DAO. And that DeSci Boston will also be featured on that same day, on that Saturday. So when you purchase a ticket for Boston Blockchain Week through us, that ticket is good for all 5 days of programming, which will be very exciting. And so we've, from our 3-day side, you know, we've given it a broad theme of where blockchain meets AI. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, these are unavoidable conversations. You've seen a lot of attention, growth, capital, new startups and developments heading in that direction. And so, we're going to build a program around that theme.
Speaking of the AI theme, I think when I remember if it was Gianluca DeNove when we were talking to him last year, but that was one of the things that he talked a lot about, was how blockchain could be used and incorporated with AI to make the results more trustworthy, I think was the term he used.
Yeah, and we'll have Gianluca back to talk about that for sure. He's been such a good partner to the Cubic ecosystem. Yeah, there were plenty of discussions that touched on it last year without making it sort of a broad theme. I think the Gianluca, of course, there was another panel that touched on it more specifically. But at this point, I'm heads down building the ship right now. So I've got about 50 speakers or so I've committed. I think we had 122 last year. So we're almost halfway to where we were last year. And we're still soliciting speakers. Usually it's a combination of just touching base with people that we know, and then word of mouth, we get connected to new friends and relationships to bring them into the program. And then there's some inbound as well that come in as we start to promote throughout the summer. So for the past couple of weeks, we have just been promoting The content from last year, just kind of reminding people of what the programmatic elements were. And starting this week, we're going to be announcing the speakers, the sponsors. We've got media partners. It's going to be great. We've got even some more ancillary, you know, side events that are being programmed. I just talked to a group that's called Crypto Mondays, which I think started out of Florida. And they do this all around the world, and they typically host them on Mondays, of course, this sort of meetup. And so we're going to do one of those on the Monday.
That's awesome.
The Tuesday starts. And then we've got a couple other groups who are going to do side events around our program between 9 and 11. And then we're working on another concept, which we'll announce later.
Right.
But like, you know, our goal from the get-go of doing this thing has always been about trying to create a vibe, because we recognize that this space was all about vibe, especially when we sort of jumped in, or it found us in 2019, 2020. And so, you had people who were leaving the Boston area because the vibe just wasn't there. And so, you know, we tried to do our best to give that energy, or at least take some of that energy from places like Miami and plant it up here and let it grow and thrive. But we're pumped. I mean, it's great, one, have all these partnerships in the community to just make the biggest event possible and to put us on the map. And then, you know, some of our committed sponsors already, you know, we're fortunate to have the support of the city of Quincy, who's been, you know, they've been at the forefront of looking at digital infrastructure more broadly, especially around blockchain deployment. We've got a group called Figment that has joined on this year. We've got Wolf and Company, who is a return sponsor. Coinbase is joining us this year.
Oh, nice.
Pumped about that. Yeah, that's a big name. Arrington Capital, great friends of Cubic for the last few years in many different ways. Another venture fund called A100X as well far.
Okay.
So it's nice. Yeah, some nice representation and new names on the list too, old names on the list. And, you know, we're still having conversations about getting people on board so we can add some names to the back of our new t-shirts that we'll print this year.
I can't wait to get a new one. By the way, where did you guys get those manufactured? Because that is the softest t-shirt I think I've ever owned.
It's a great t-shirt.
It is amazing.
I want to say, I think the group's called College Hype. I'm pretty sure we got them made at College Hype. And if we didn't, here's a plug for College Hype. So they've I think they made our t-shirts and they made our hats too, which I love our hats. For people.
Okay, so you mentioned the vibe, and that was something I think we talked about a lot the last time we talked about the Boston blockchain with you. And it was one of the things I was really impressed with, was the vibe that you guys are creating, because it's not like the bro type, the vibe that you typically associate with crypto. This is much more inclusive. This is much more like learning focused. This is just a vibe that's just like, you want to be around it. You want to be in it. And you want to be meeting these people that you run into. And it's just been such a great experience for me. So
good. I hope appreciate that. Yeah. No, I'm glad. I mean, that's great feedback. I mean, it is certainly not a cheerleading festival. It's
not at all.
It is not sitting there and trying to, you know, just sort of recognize number go up. This is really just about trying to, as you said, educate people, but certainly show off, showcase, display some valuable real world use cases so that people can more broadly understand this space. It is inclusive without being overly wonky. It's certainly digestible. We try to make it forever. We want to make this a big thing, and we also, you know, have been under the understanding that this space will only be as successful as the people who, you know, can be baked in and they can understand it. So if you don't have a program that can be attended by different types of membership groups, like, I mean, even bankers who aren't familiarized with this, CPAs who aren't familiarized with this space, attorneys who aren't, then, you know, you're not really doing the job. So, you know, that's, we're doing outreach this year too, just trying to bring more people into the fold from the area by, you know, connecting with the membership and sort of community organizations.
But it wasn't just the professionals too that I think were welcome there. It was also just the everyday person who wanted to learn more. And that was what I found fascinating, was that I met people from every different walks. I met investors, I met people, venture capitalists, I met entrepreneurs, and I just met everyday people who just wanted to learn more because they were just interested.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's really good. I mean, again, that's what we strive for. You know, it shouldn't be just for people that have a firm understanding of the space.
So the other thing you mentioned too, then, is the side events. And I saw that there's actually going to be more than last year. And I think that that right there speaks to your mission of inclusivity when you're having events organized around your event. It's not just about your event. It's about crypto, blockchain, AI, all, like, everybody. You guys are all working together, it looks like. Can you tell me more about some of the other side events you have planned for this year?
Yeah, so I think, like, as prior years, when I told you about the crypto monies, that'll be a cool difference, because that'll take some, from some of the core sort of ethos of the space and finally make its way to our event. You know, what we've had last year were sponsored events by some of our partners at the restaurants in the region. So
we also had the whole other, like, there's a whole medical one that was going on, like, concurrently almost, it seemed like.
Oh, yes, there was. Yeah, there was a tack on of a healthcare focused blockchain. Yeah. There was a day before. They're not joining us this year. That was an interesting component to it. In terms of, like, the side events, I mean, these are just the social networking aspects.
Gotcha.
Because I think that at most conferences, yes, the content is or can be good, but the networking is really what people
100%.
Want, right?
Yes.
So we want to provide those opportunities, and we want to give people a reason to hang out all day, you know, for a couple of days. So
it's not just, you know, just watch this guy speak, but then, you know, maybe go buy him a beer and have a conversation with the guy afterwards.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll have something each night. You know, we've got a couple of cool things too. There's a woman named Alana, who is a producer of a movie called Dirty Coin. And she's going to give sort of she's been on tour sort of on the circuit. She's based down in Puerto Rico and started her own production company. She's going to come up for the show, but, you know, give a little overview of her film and then do a sit down with some folks from the Bitcoin mining community who do things all over the world, which will be cool. We've always been a little bit light on the Bitcoin side of the house. So this year we're adding some stronger components. We've got some folks who are, from the free state of New Hampshire. They're going to come down and give some talks. We're happy about that because these are guys who have been, part of the sort of fundamental ethos of the Bitcoin side of the house from the get-go. So I'm really excited to have them on board. We're going to have some talks around security and privacy and on cybercrime, which is a very, you know, relevant topic that, again, these are real things that are happening out there, and people need to learn how to protect themselves, you know what I mean? And how to stay out of the way of danger, especially if they're going to be self-managing, even through some of the larger institutions you have issues. So I know that I get texts from fake texts from groups that claim to be groups all the time. These are all real world situations and not just cheerleading things. It's here's what's going on. Here's what you need to be aware of. And, you know, the past couple of years, the discussions have been heavy on the regulatory side of the house because people were eager to at least aid in moving legislation at the federal level. And, you know, now you've got movement of the Genius Act, and there's going to be upcoming debate for the Clarity Act, which will provide hopefully some guidance around market structure for the space. And so, you know, we'll have those discussions as well. Compliance.
Will there be any discussions on AI regulation? Because I think that's another hot topic that's starting to come up.
There'll be some discussions on AI regulation and, obviously ethical sort of AI deployments and development. Even in this recent big bill that was passed, there was a component about AI regulation that was taken out.
Taken away from the states for a period of time?
Yes, that's correct. There was a proposed moratorium on states and municipalities regulating AI development. And I thought that was crazy, but I'm glad it was taken out.
Thank God. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure.
No, that was taken out.
I don't want to get to that. Never mind, actually. Let's just... Oh, it does need to be addressed. And I'm curious to hear what some people smarter than me have to say about that. I'll just leave it there, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, hey, listen, everyone's got a hot take until something is actually made change. So, I think everyone's got very interesting perspectives. But No, again, like Boston Blockchain Week for us has, you know, it served as a great component of our ecosystem building. So, you know, we have met people that have participated in our R&D program. You know, we are going to have some of our most recent accelerator program participants come and participate in the program.
I do want to ask you about the Cubic Accelerator now that you mentioned it.
Sure.
Were you surprised by the number of applicants and like the success that that had?
Yes, I was. I was surprised and pleasantly. It was great to see such enthusiasm and interest in the program. We had about over 270 applicants for the program. And that was, the application went out just after Thanksgiving last year, and we closed it at the end of January. So it was a short period of time.
Yeah.
We put out the application for the fall program like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we'll close that on August 15th. So I hope, you know, we get a similar number, if not more, applications for this cohort. But I was pleasantly surprised by the number of applications that came in for the first round. Manuel had put together, he'd put down on paper what this program looked like. And Manuel had done this before with a group in New York. And I said, this is it. This is the program that we've been looking for. This is a world-class thing. Like, let's go. And he really blew it out of the water. It was great to see many different components and relationships that we had taken and be synthesized into this program. So having 80 plus mentors and advisors to help and work with our startup cohort was great. We were fortunate to be able to link our capital providers to some of our companies that were able to actually raise money within that period.
Awesome.
You know, so there were many different aspects of the program that came together that aided our startups in different ways. So, you know, I'm excited to see how we build on that.
So which of those, any of those new guys going to be pitching then? Any of the new applications that made it through, or are they too early in the development path to be pitching at this event?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if they'll be pitching. So there is a pitch competition by the beginning of our program. It's on Tuesday, the 9th of September. It'll go from 10 to noon. This is run by a group called Gain Ventures, who I know through my Duke University network. Mm-hmm. And these are folks that go around the world to different events and host pitch competitions that are adjacent to crypto events. And so, we're fortunate to have them bring some attention to our event this year. Really pumped about having them. And so, we'll have a pitch competition that will essentially lead off our program on that Tuesday.
That's awesome. Okay. Wow. You guys have already got like the whole layout already planned out, or
a little bit.
Itinerary, I mean, almost.
We've got some of the overarching, the startup program, and then, you know, I'm working on some higher level, you know, keynotes and featured speakers that I can sprinkle through, and then we'll program, you know, some of the rest.
Speaking of speakers, then, are there any there that you're really excited about? Like, who's the big get that got you excited?
We've got great people. We're going to have some return folks, Guillaume Lambert, who's the CEO of Panoptic. Mm. He joined us a couple years ago. He missed us last year. He's coming back this year. We talked about Gianluca Danobi from Circular Protocol. John D'Agostino, who's the head of strategy for Coinbase Institutional. He's coming back to join us this year. He's very energetic, very smart. He actually helped us in our accelerator program too. Really appreciate that. We've got Maxwell DiCagorio, who's going to lead a panel with he comes from the Milken Institute. They've been a good friend to us. We've got David Mickley from Wintermute, who's joining us. He is managing director of business development for that organization. I talked about the crypto crime group. So there's a woman, her name's Alex Ring, who's representing Operation Shamrock, which is an organization that's dedicated to fighting different types of cybercrime, but obviously we'll have a focus here on crypto. We've got Tom Hook, who is the global chief compliance officer for MoonPay. He has been with us since our first in 2022, when he was with, I think it was a Bitstamp at the time. And for the past couple of years, he's been with MoonPay, who've just been gonna do really well We've got Josh Deems, who's a great Boston guy, head of sales in the Americas for Figment. Mm-hmm. I told you about Alana Mediavilla, who's the producer of Derby Coin. You know, some of our entrepreneurs, Michael So is the co-founder and CEO of Tokenize. Noel Myers, co-founder and CEO of Scenarium Labs. This year, we've got Derek Yu, who's a Boston guy. He runs an organization that's called Moonsong Labs. And Moonsong Labs is kind of like it's an engineering shop and sort of a startup venture, you know, builder. They're working on some really cool projects, and we're pumped to have Derek. I've been, you know, met him a couple of years ago, and I've always been trying to get him into the program. Joel Valenzuela, who I mentioned, he's one of our he works with Dash, and he's up in New Hampshire. He's coming down. He's going to give a good talk. I'm excited for him. He's one of our Bitcoiners. Our security panel discussion. So I've got a friend from college who was most recently just featured in The Atlantic on the work that he does through his organization, which is called HavenX. His name's Alec Harris. He's going to come down with the CEO of a group called Merrill Herzog. His name's Paul Hatcher. And that discussion is going to be led by the CISO of Grayscale. Her name is Nora Beers. So I'm really pumped.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So really pumped to have them and so much more.
Is Megan coming back too? Megan Splint? Can I get Megan and your other friend? I need to get those two in a room together so I can get all the dirty stories.
It's really funny that I have friends from so many different parts of my life, literally from elementary and middle school to high school friends, and you know, Matt Walsh from Castlow Ventures, and college friends, and Alec Harris, business school friends, you know, so that are all kind of coming together in this thing.
How amazing is that, right? You mentioned the mentors a little bit ago too, and a couple of the guys that we talked to last year I saw joined your mentorship program. Yuri Cataldo, I think, was one. Ken Mooney, I think, was another name I saw on there. How are the new guys fitting in?
Oh, they're great. They add everyone adds such unique components to this program. You know, Ken, who was a banker for his career, traditional banking lender, and has gotten into angel investing. And then he's a professor, teaches a blockchain class that I went and spoke with at the beginning of this year, which was fun.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah. No, but Ken's great. He's been a great community builder too. He is consistently, you know, introducing us to people and bringing people into our orbit in order to strengthen. And we've done a lot of good work with him, his class, and his angel investing group Chain Reaction. So, you know, Ken's fits in well. Yuri is great. We did invite him back to Boston Blockchain Week this year.
He was big into AI too.
I was just going to say he was part of the discussion last year that was talking about blockchain and AI. That's sort of his place. And so, you know, this is a very pertinent theme for him to participate in this year.
So, you mentioned the growing. I think we talked about how year over year, this event's just continuing to grow. Is this going to be the last year you guys are going to be able to host this in Kilroy?
That's a great question. John and I have been, we were even thinking about this year, you know, what we were going to do. And I think we just kind of got on the rails in time. We just were like, all right, let's go with what we know for this year. Mm-hmm. You know, TBD. I think that in order to scale the event into something that can, you know, be on parity with like one of these events, like, people go to ETH Denver and they go to Token 24 and they go to all these things. If we wanted to be able to scale it, then we certainly need expansive infrastructure. You know, I think that we love hosting in Quincy, and Quincy is such a great partner to us that, you know, we don't want to leave the city. But just there are things like, you know, it's unfortunate we don't have a hotel. You know, we don't have a hotel in the downtown area. The tent can take us only so far.
Right.
You know, so I mean, we can you could still be clever. I mean, this from the get-go had always been, let's try to do something akin to a South by Southwest, where it's taking over spaces in a downtown area, you know. And you know, South by Southwest was like a music backyard music festival that grew into the corporate thing that it is today. So you know, we'll, once we get through this, we'll take a look and see what options we can come up with.
So next year is going to be North by Northeast?
That, I mean, that's what we've been tossing around too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to do something a little more broad and inclusive. Again, it's generally, if we want to get into it, I think Boston and Massachusetts have a huge vibe problem. I think we've lost a lot of energy, and I don't think we do a good job attracting people here, you know.
Really?
I think people might start from here through the university system and otherwise, but you know, a lot of the big stuff goes out, and I just think there is a particular energy here that isn't conducive to the more sensational innovation and startup vibe that you have in other places. And so, you know, we're very much committed to strengthening that. Yeah. And, you know, there are people here that we want to certainly continue to bring on board and commit to that mission, because I think oftentimes people just sort of give up instead of actually understanding that they too have the ability, wherewithal, and power to make the situation how they want it, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
That's, you know, that's how I look at things, as I've, you know, done my work in Quincy, and now I think, you know, we focus on trying to affect the region.
Well, Mr. K, if people want to, come and support and help build that vibe, then where can they go to get tickets for this year's event?
They can go to www.bostonblockchainweek.com. The tickets are available through that website. If you want to reach out to me, you can just reach out to me personally, Ian@QubicLabs, QUBICLabs.com. And we're on all the socials, on Instagram and LinkedIn and X Twitter and Facebook, if people use that. We're just we're doing unabashed social media promotion for the foreseeable future. So get used to seeing Lauren Wixom, her face, my face, and just a barrage of different speaker and sponsor cards for the foreseeable. Oh, and I think we've got a bunch of interns this year, which is fun.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they're going to be doing some promotion too.
Oh, fun. All right. Wow. Well, it sounds like we've got quite the event planned. Looking forward to seeing how this year turns out. Can't wait to get into town. We just got our tickets all booked, so we'll be
great.
Yeah,
great.
We're really excited for this year.
Well, we look forward to seeing it.
With that. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time, man. I'll let you get back,
Kyle,
to the rest of your day.
Big thanks to Ian for joining us and giving us the inside scoop of what's coming to Boston Blockchain Week 2025. From AI and blockchain integration to real world regulatory updates, networking opportunities, pitch competitions, and that killer Quincy vibe, this year is going to be the biggest and most inclusive yet. So head on over to bostonblockchainweek.com to grab your passes. With sponsors like Coinbase, Arrington Capital, and Figment, this one's going to be huge. So thanks for listening to Voices of Blockchain. Hit follow, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who still thinks blockchain is just about crypto. Let's fix that together.
Produced by China Shop Productions.